poison to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. That situation was just acting on.
What's up, everybody? It's Snack Situation. It's the hottest podcast in podcasting currently, reigning and defending. My name is Chris Sims. I'm here with the man, the myth, the legend.
The driver.
The driver. He's got a scorpion on his jacket and everything. The driver, you are the wheel man.
It's me, Drive from the movie Drive.
It's Matt, baby driver Wilson.
Got my headphones in.
That's highly illegal.
That's what he does in the movie.
I know, I'm just telling you it's illegal.
I'm just, okay.
If a cop saw that, he would pull you over. And I assume baby driver is about someone driving and trying not to be pulled over by the cops. Is that accurate?
That it is that. It's yeah. But shockingly, the only illegal thing they do in the movie.
Really?
No. They do a lot of illegal
stuff. That's what I thought. So we're here at a con. We're actually in a car. We're in Matt's car.
We're in...
If you see us, say hi.
If you see us in the car, say hi. We're on our way to Publix in Greenville, South Carolina, because we got to eat some snacks.
That's right. In full disclosure, if I can peel back that curtain, unravel this onion just a little bit, we should have done this yesterday.
We definitely
And you
have.
Wanted to, and it's on me.
I continually said when we're going to eat some snacks.
And I was, you know, I was tired. I am tired.
It was hubris.
So we're a little tired. We went karaoke singing last night. Matt did Midnight Rider. It was very good. I've got video, but that's just for us. That's just for us.
That's just going on YouTube.
And I sang Misery and Gin, but I fucked up. That was not the best one to do.
George Jones?
Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
It was Chad did a George Jones song.
Chad did Dwight Yoakam.
Shit, did anybody do George Jones?
Nobody did George Jones. Nobody touches the hem of that robe. Nobody fucks with the legend. Here's the thing. When we got there, it looked like a pretty country place. So I wanted to do something that I thought would be appropriate for the country crowd. Because my usual go-tos are Britney Spears and Fiona Apple, as you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that we were going to have like a crowd that would be hyped for like a party song. In retrospect, I should have done Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, if I was going to do another song, I would have done Moon Age Daydream by David Bowie.
How's that start?
I'm an alligator.
So good.
But, you know, I think our choices were fine and good.
Well, I forgot I can't sing. And I was also screaming.
You did fine. You did absolutely fine.
I feel bad about it. Like, I trust you. You and Chad both said I did okay.
Look. I have a real sympathetic embarrassment sensor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if somebody's doing something embarrassing, I feel embarrassed. And that did not happen for me.
Well, okay. All right.
And so I don't think you did anything embarrassing.
Okay. Well, look, I'll have to take your word on it.
Look, I've watched a lot of people do some bad improv and had to leave the room because of that embarrassment sympathy.
Here's my question. We just passed the 3-minute, 20-second mark. Do you think Steve Austin's theme, when you listen to it on Spotify, is 3 minutes, 16 seconds long? And if not, why not?
I mean, you could make that theme any length.
No, you can make it any length.
Yeah.
So why would it not be 3:16?
Good question. All right, we're going to hit up the Publix. We may record some of this in the Publix as we're choosing snacks to purchase.
We'll have to be stealthy about it.
We'll be fine.
Okay.
But come back. You'll hear us in the Publix, most likely. If not, we'll be already trying the snack.
What's your snack on?
All right, everybody, we're here in Publix, keeping it tight and stealthy. Oh, you can see, you can hear it.
That's verification. We're really in Publix.
All right, we are in the Oreo section of Publix. Matt, show me what we got.
Okay, I'm holding currently Red Velvet, hot and spicy cinnamon.
Hot and spicy cinnamon sounds so bad.
That's the one I'm least looking forward to.
Okay, we've also got cinnamon bun, which I bet is bad. Here, drop them in this basket here.
All right, is 3 varieties adequate?
Well, what else we have? We've got mint, peanut butter, and chocolate, which seem pretty standard.
Those all seem standard and not that weird.
Birthday cake.
Golden, double stuffed golden. Lemon.
Ooh.
But I think I would like lemon.
I mean, look, we're not...
This is supposed to be a punishment for me, right?
Yeah, but we're not going in here looking for a fight. You know, maybe you'll be surprised. I just don't want to eat these.
I mean, I feel like lemon cream is going to be good. Birthday cake is the only other kind of weird one.
These are buy one, get one free.
Oh, peeps.
Nabisco. Oh, these are family size.
Peeps.
Oh, yeah, peeps. That's it. That's the jam.
That's the 4. We're doing 4.
We're doing 4.
Cinnamon. Okay, we got cinnamon bun. Marshmallow Peeps.
Red Velvet.
Red Velvet, which is going to be awful.
Of these, I would try Red Velvet
and hot spicy cinnamon. Okay, and if you're not familiar with,
if you don't know why we do this,
I hope you're loving this Blondie.
Yeah, do we have to pay for that? Just talk over it. Blah blah blah. Remix.
If you don't know why we're doing this and why only I'm eating the Oreos, We did a trivia contest on Lucas Brown's podcast.
Yeah.
The Math of You.
Including a segment where we had to answer questions about each other.
Which was the worst thing that ever happened.
I guess we're right here in that aisle.
And I lost.
And Matt lost. And
our bet with each other was that I would have to eat these Oreos.
Yeah. So
that's going to happen.
We're buying currently 48 ounces.
This is going to be about...
Cookies.
This is going to be about $15 for the Oreos.
Maybe you can lure people to the table with them and sell $15 worth of books.
I'm going to try one of each of these, and then we're going to give them away for the rest of the con.
Yeah. So, I think you should eat two.
All right, I'll do two of each.
Because you got to have the initial shock as a first reaction, shock, and then you got to follow it up. Yeah.
All right.
CFO. Name of the era, the worst name of a faction, arguably in WWE history.
Also, really bad interest music. All right, so
T-shirts ain't great.
Hit us back up. We'll be trying these cookies in just a minute.
Us and our special guest Debbie Harry.
That's right. Well, actually, I'll be trying the cookies. Chris will be doing his own thing.
Yeah, I'll be doing my own thing.
So, come back. We'll try them. We'll tell you.
I can't tell people to come back like they have, like they're not going to just keep playing.
No, they're going to stop the podcast.
Take a walk, skip some stones, think about what's going on.
All right, back in 2 and 2, everybody.
All right, everybody.
Here we are on the con floor.
If it's loud as shit, that's why.
I should say, I
had a couple of drinks last night, adult beverages. And so the good brother, the good hand, the A-plus player, Alex Smith, always on the second day of a convention brings me a Gatorade just in case. So I'm drinking some strawberry watermelon Gatorade right now.
Tell us how that tastes. Let's do a little bonus snack situation.
I mean, it's fine. It tastes like Kool-Aid. Tastes like Kool-Aid.
That's good. All right, so I have ordered our Oreos from what I expect to be the worst to what I expect to be the best.
You don't want to descend.
I'm getting the hot and spicy cinnamon out of the way from the get-go.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take this, and I want to flip it over, because I want to be Virgil guiding you through the 9 circles of hell.
Before we do this, I am going to snap a photo of these, because for posterity and to put on the snack situation, Tumblr.
Which is at moviefighters.tumblr.com. Matt remembers it exists. I don't.
I put pictures of every snack we eat. Okay, I took the picture.
Did you take pictures of the hot dogs?
No, I found pictures of the hot dogs on JJ's website. JJ's Red Hot's website. Okay, here we go.
All right, let's do this.
Starting with hot and spicy cinnamon. We made an agreement that I have to eat two of each.
Two of each, because you've got to get that shock out of the way.
All right, here we go.
I can't believe you're starting with the worst. I'm working your way up. I want you to start with the...
Now, I will say... These are just, like, regular Oreo cookies on the outside.
Yeah.
Which is fine. This is an entirely cream situation. Cream scenario. So, we'll see how this
goes. Do you want to make them double stealth?
Absolutely not.
Top? Okay.
No idea. Why would I want more of that?
I'd be like, that's about a double stealth amount of cream.
It's a lot. There's a lot going on in there. Okay, here we go. Not that bad.
Really?
Not that bad.
What's it? Paint me a word picture.
Still creamy like an Oreo. Mm-hmm. Just a little hint of cinnamon in there. I think you get thrown off by the red hots on the bag.
Yeah.
And by the red cream.
Well, it says hot and spicy cinnamon. Yeah. So I'm expecting it to taste like fucking
There's
Big Red.
There's nothing hot and spicy about it. It maybe does taste a little bit like Big Red.
I can smell cinnamon on your breath right now.
I don't think it's...
That's an experience I don't usually get when we do snacks.
I expected this to be much worse.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's good. I wouldn't, like, sit down and eat a bag of these.
But you're going to today.
But I'm not...
Give mind that you're halfway through that cookie, so you have to eat 1 and 1/2 more cookies.
That's fine. I'm fine doing that.
Okay. If it's just a little bit cinnamony, Because, look, here's the thing. I like cinnamon. You have cinnamon bun, which I would expect to be, like, just a hint of cinnamon. Because Oreo's already got, like,
that's
cream in it.
That's what I expected from that one.
Yeah.
This one I would not say tastes like a cinnamon bun, but it doesn't taste like Red Hots either.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, cinnamon candy, like this indicates.
Yeah, I mean, it says cinnamon candy flavored cream on there.
I don't feel like that's what it tastes like. It's not overpowering in any way.
I can't believe I won the bet, and you're just going to be like, oh, these are good, actually.
They're not good, but they're not as bad as I expected.
Okay, all right. Those boys?
Next up are the ones I'm worried about.
Yeah. I think Peeps Oreos sound frankly disgusting.
Peeps? I don't like Peeps.
I don't like Peeps either. You know, you can eat... Okay, here's a life hack for you. We're going to help you life hack your situation. You know what you can eat if you want a Peep and you want something better? It's called a fucking marshmallow. Just eat a marshmallow. They sell them at the store. They're $1 for 40 of them.
This is gross.
Okay, so we got the Peeps Oreos open.
I got to take a picture of the Peeps Oreos.
Yeah, boy howdy. That is an unappealing lavender.
That's not a color that occurs in nature.
I mean, that color specifically does occur in violets or orchids.
Yeah, maybe in some kind of flower.
But that's a color.
Look at all that cream in there.
That's a lot of cream. And it's got. I do like the picture of the Peep
on
the cookie.
It has a picture of a Peep on the cookie. All right, here we go. Here we go. Now, I will say this.
Second Bob Ross cosplayer of the con.
I saw a Bob Ross Deadpool in Raleigh.
Yikes.
Like from the trailer?
Oh, okay.
Remember the trailer where he was Bob Ross?
Is that a thing they... Okay. I've only seen the one trailer.
It's not from the new one. It was from the first
movie.
I've only
seen the new trailer.
Okay. So...
I don't watch trailers. You know that.
Let me...
I can smell the Peeps Oreos, by the way.
Let me make something abundantly clear, though.
Yeah?
We were at a bar last night.
We were.
I did not drink that much.
That's why I have the Gatorade.
I was a good designated driver, sober boy.
Uh-huh.
But there were people smoking in there. Because in South Carolina, you can smoke in a bar.
Apparently.
Go figure. But my senses are a little dulled because of the smoke.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm a little...
Well, did you take a drink of water between Oreos? Because you got a palate cleanse.
Yeah, let me take a drink of water. But my nose is a little stuffed up. I got a little drainage.
Yeah.
So my sense of taste is a little dulled, which might be why I didn't mind the hot spicy cinnamon so much.
Do you want to do a neti pot real quick?
You got one handy?
Yeah, man. I got my travel size.
All right, here we go. Peeps. This is going to be bad.
I can smell them.
This is going to be bad. Oof, bad.
Oh, Matt's got that look on his face.
Oh.
He's got what I can only describe as a wry smile.
It's fake marshmallow. Mm. Mm. Who would eat that?
You.
Willingly.
Here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. I think Tom Sharpling is talking about this, because they've done...
It's like crunchy. The cream is crunchy.
Because it's got peep texture.
Awful.
Peeps are like flocked.
I hate it. I hate it.
You know what? I think you should save the second one until the end.
No. I'm doing my second one immediately after this, because I want to get this over with.
They've talked about, like, food challenges on The Best Show, right? Or not food challenges, like, gimmick burgers and such.
Yeah.
And it's like, all of these only exist because someone sees in the store and they're like, well, I guess I gotta try that. I gotta know what that's about. Like, nobody wants this. Nobody wants Peeps Oreos. But, like, they know. They sold one to us.
If somebody listening to this does like Peep Oreos, please get in touch with us.
Because we will have several to send you.
Because I think I'm going to have a hard time giving these away at the con.
Tell them King Oblivion PhD invented those. As a plot.
I'm eating the second one now. I got to get this over with.
Hey, everybody. It's Chris here. I'm going to tell Matt. I'm going to try and gaslight Matt into eating a third one at the end of this by telling him he only ate one Peep Oreo.
What'd you say?
Nothing. How's that Peep treating you? You see, the one they didn't have at Publix that I wish we would have gotten is the Pop Rocks one. Because here's the thing about Oreos. Oreos are close to being a perfect cookie, right? It's a perfect sandwich cookie.
Right.
Nothing comes close. Okay. Peanut butter Girl Scout cookies, Nutter Butters, those are like in the realm. Oreo's the king, right? This is very much a Reese's Cup situation where there's a king of the cookies, right? But Oreo's trying to make their own competition. Oreo's trying to, like, watch the throne, and they're on the throne.
They're the WWE of cookies.
Yes. They got a brand split. But one of the things about Oreo is, and the reason the double stuff works so well, the double stuff is, oh, shit. Hang on, let me finish this thought before we talk about these sepia tone nightmares. I want to try one of these, actually.
That's up to you.
Yeah. Oreos have, like, a consistency that's perfect, right? They're perfect.
Yeah.
You throw, like, peep sugar or
it makes them
Pop
it, like,
Rocks.
It's infuriating because it ruins such a perfectly good thing.
I'll tell you, I want this one right here because it is thick as shit. It's like the May from Overwatch of cookies. It's broken, though.
It's a little broken.
All right. It's woken.
So we're gonna do this at the same time. These are the red velvet Oreos.
Ooh, boy.
These are so full of cream.
They got a scent.
Look at all that cream in there.
Yeah, man. So amazing. Okay, so these are red velvet Oreos.
Oh no.
The cookies are red.
They smell so bad.
So it's cream cheese frost, cream cheese cream, and like a red velvet cookie. Red velvet, the most overrated cake.
Disagree.
Super overrated.
You've just never. I guarantee you. We'll bring my grandmother back to life, and she'll make you a red velvet cake.
Again, I can smell these from having a box of them. Here's the thing. I've had a good red velvet cake. It's good, but it's like, there's no reason for these to exist.
No, absolutely not.
You don't need a red velvet latte.
People went nuts about red velvet a few years ago.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a decade ago. When it was just like a southern thing, like a southern cake that grandma's made, red velvet was the shit. Now everything's red velvet.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's overrated.
All right. I can buy that.
Okay.
Overhyped, maybe.
Cheers. Cheers to you.
Ooh.
It's not great.
I did it in all in one bite. Not advised.
Ooh, there's an aftertaste.
It's not good.
Chalky.
I hate it.
Matt's frowning more than I've ever seen him frown. He looks sad.
I think I just like it more than the Peeps.
Really?
Because this ruins two things for me. An Oreo and red velvet cake.
I'll tell you what, it's not good. It's not good.
Red velvet cake is good. This is not.
Oh, that aftertaste is rough.
Rough going. I gotta eat another one.
Yeah, you do. There's so much cream in there.
Too much, like... It's the bad cream cheese that ruins it.
You should take a picture of that one, because that one's all, like, fucked up, and, like, the cream is spilling out of it.
It's the bad cream cheese that ruins it, man. If it was just the cookie and, like, cream cheese that tasted like something... Here we go.
All right, here's your second red velvet.
Second red velvet. I'm not going to eat all this in one bite. I tried to rush the last one.
Oh, I wish you could see how sad he looks.
I crumpled.
It's like you're eating the taste of losing a loved one.
My grandmother, who made good red velvet cake.
Oh shit!
I'm having a recipe at home. Like, this is particularly painful for me.
Can you make it in cookie form?
The Nabisco Corporation has proven that I can.
I'll tell you what is not a great flavor combination is a strawberry watermelon Gatorade washing down a red velvet Oreo.
All right, last one, cinnamon bun.
Now this one again. This is not like. The Peeps Oreo, here's why you like the red velvet Oreo less than the Peeps Oreo. The Peeps Oreo and the cinnamon Oreo are still on basic Oreo cookies. Basic chocolate Oreo cookies, refined over a century of innovation.
Yeah.
A fine cookie. The red velvet Oreo has a fucked up cookie, because it's a red velvet cookie. These have cinnamon cookies with...
Regular with cream, I think.
Cinnamon bun flavored cream.
Oh, yeah, it says cinnamon bun flavored cream. But I don't know how this is going to go. But the problem with the red velvet isn't the cookie. It's the cream cheese.
The cookie's not good.
It's not good, but it's not that bad.
Well, the cream cheese
is what's bad.
The cream cheese has been treated with chemicals to make it, like...
These look weird.
They do look weird.
They're like... The cookies are, like, malformed.
Because they gave them cinnamon shape.
They're not the regular shape.
It's like they made golden Oreos and then airbrushed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad.
Take a drink. Wash your mouth out.
I did take a drink.
Okay.
I think I'm going to take another one, though. I feel bad. This is making me feel bad. Like, I have a bad feeling right here in my stomach.
I'm so glad I didn't have to do this.
I mean, I lost. This is my punishment.
I'm so glad that I knew you better than you knew me.
That is not... We did equally terrible on that.
These don't have an offensive smell. I can't smell them.
All right. At first taste, I was going to say they're not bad.
Ooh.
The more they hang around, the less I like them.
Aftertaste?
Aftertaste, a very fake cinnamon bun flavor.
Like, I'm going to take a sniff here.
They taste like a cinnamon bun.
They smell like a Cinnabon.
Like if you could eat an animated cinnamon bun,
uh-huh.
That's what this would... These taste like that.
Okay.
Like if you stepped into an anime.
What? Don't tell people that. They'll do it. Oh, sales of cinnamon bun Oreos spiked today. And when we tried to find out why, it was just people wanted to meet Goku.
They wanted to go into a Naruto.
Yeah. Hey, where's Sasuke? Where's Yugi? This cookie's transformed me to a new world. Hey, Mom, when you're out of the store, can you grab me some cinnamon bun Oreos? Because I need to hang out with my new friend, Robotech. What anime are you living right now, Matt?
Death Note.
Oh, no. I ate a cinnamon. I ate a red velvet Oreo instead. It took me to the Netflix Death Note. My mistake. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. One more. Notes of death in these cookies.
So this is not like a Studio Ghibli.
No, I'm so, not. No Nausicaa this.
Yeah. Arietti isn't dragging this cookie back off to the... under the stairs.
I might want to howl, but I'm not in a flying castle.
Moving castle.
Oh, that's right.
You came close.
It does fly, though.
Never seen it.
It's pretty good.
You're not gonna really loop in the third, the castle of Cagliostro, this one.
Time to put this cookie pawn... my mouth, yo.
Aren't you glad you said you were going to eat one and I made you say two?
No.
No, but
I'm
like,
not glad.
I know you're not glad, but I'm glad because like you have that first shot and then the second one is where it really comes in.
Here's what was really bad about this.
Yeah.
The one that I thought was going to be the worst ended up being the least offensive.
Uh-huh.
Then everything after that was terrible. Like,
there is currently a tear in Matt's eye.
I had a hope spot, and then after the hope spot, the babyface didn't just lose. The babyface got beat down and got his arm broken. Dusty got his arm broken.
Matt's gonna have to wear the boot of the next con.
So,
Matt Wilson, the boot is off. So the leg is back in play.
All right, we're done. That's it for this episode.
No, give me final thoughts. Eat one more each.
No.
Rank them.
No.
Rank them. We gotta rank them. Do you have Google Maps or Google?
Did I eat one or two of the peeps?
You ate two. I should have said you ate one. curse my honesty. That's how you know I'm a good man.
You did it a little bit earlier, and I was trying to set you up for it.
Oh, that's right. You're good.
Okay, final thoughts on these. They're bad.
Rank them.
If we were ranking them on the list...
So you said red velvet was the best of the bunch.
No.
Or not red velvet. Hot
spicy cinnamon's the best of the bunch.
Okay.
Next, probably cinnamon bun.
Okay.
Then... It's a tough call between red velvet and peeps. Because they're both pretty bad. I'm going to say, though... Peeps number 3, red velvet number 4. Because at least the Peeps Oreos are on a regular ass Oreo cookie.
They got that texture.
They do have that bad texture. Man, that's tough. Okay, I'll say red velvet, then Peeps. So, hot and spicy cinnamon, cinnamon bun, red velvet, Peeps. But the gulf between hot and spicy cinnamon bun is huge. The difference between number 1 and 2, huge. The difference between 2, 3, and 4, not that big. They're all really bad.
So where would you put them? Like, are we going to work these into the list?
We're not looking at the list right now,
Right, Zorikon. We don't have the chisel that's necessary to carve a list in a stone.
Peeps, Red Velvet, Cinnamon Bun, all going pretty near the bottom.
Worse than Mountain Dew Black Label?
No, not worse than the Mountain Dews.
Okay. How does the cinnamon compare to Pepsi Fire?
Better.
Which was drinkable.
I would say better than Pepsi Fire. Because Pepsi Fire got real bad the more you drink it.
Yeah.
I might put it just above Pepsi Fire.
Okay.
The other one's near the bottom, but above those Mountain Dews.
That's rough, buddy.
Real bad.
Yeah, there's a table over there selling Surge.
I've been punished.
You have been punished. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go right over there to aisle 200 and buy Girl Scout cookies.
They're selling Girl Scout cookies here. It's the smartest business decision anyone ever made.
Yeah.
I have to give somebody their chair back.
Yep.
So we're done with this episode of Snack Situation, the hottest podcast in podcasting. See you next time, everybody.
Bye, everybody. We love you.
This has been a Kaleidos Media production.